Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that you can save a lot of money by reviewing all your recurring payments and subscriptions. Sometimes things add a lot to our lives, and sometimes they don't. We want to make sure that what we're paying for is worth it. To help me with this tip, I invited Joel and Matt from the How to Money podcast to share some strategies. They're with me here now, as they will be for a few episodes this week. So Joel and Matt, please take it away.
Thanks, Laura. The subscriptions that we sign up for, they end up owning us more than we think. They can be like little vampires, little leeches bleeding us dry over time. And streaming subscriptions, they are one of the worst culprits. Most of us, obviously, we don't want to go back to the days of cable. Our favorite streaming services, they're nice to have. We can binge on whatever new series that we're interested in. But with the success of these streaming services, more and more companies are ratcheting up the price. They're charging us cable-esque subscription fees more than ever before. So it is incumbent on all of us, on you out there, to keep watch over which ones that you bring into your life. And then to axe the ones that you don't use.
Yeah. A recent study found that the majority of Americans vastly underestimate how much money they spend on subscriptions every single month. And not just by a little, by hundreds of dollars. The average person underestimated their monthly subscription cost by $133 specifically. And that's a lot of money that's going unaccounted for in your life. So if you're wondering maybe why you aren't able to save as much as you'd like to, the culprit just might be the subscriptions that you've forgotten about. And 38% of folks in that same survey said that subscriptions are making them crazy. They complain that they're hard to keep track of and that they're causing additional stress. And so we're not suggesting a Spartan subscription-free existence, but we are saying that it would be wise and financially beneficial to whittle down the number of recurring subscriptions in your life.
That's right. Yeah. One of the worst subscriptions that we've seen, BMW. They are planning to charge drivers $18 a month to access heated seats that are already installed in their cars. The hardware is like literally, it's already there. But BMW, they don't want just a one-time sale from you. They want some of that recurring income that these other businesses out there have been able to snag. And so in a world that has become subscription obsessed, where like every company, they want just a small handful of dollars each and every month from you, it might be more difficult, but it's totally possible to pare back and to mostly steer clear of them.
Yeah, so here's what we would tell you to do. First, make a list of all the subscriptions that you're paying for. And that means taking a look at your actual spending and combing through your debit or credit card statements. Subscription fees fester, and they'll continue to impact your finances if they're left in the dark. Leave no stone unturned on this while you're looking for these fees, while you're looking for these subscriptions, the recurring ones. And you might be shocked at the recurring payments that you're making that you even just forgot that you signed up
for. That's those free trials that come back to bite you in the butt.
Exactly. And so we say next, after that, after you have shown a light, you found which subscriptions you actually have in your life, cut the ones that you aren't using with regularity. You should typically be able to do that in just a step or two on the company's website. It's not a terribly difficult process, but it's an important one because it could help you claw back dozens or even hundreds of dollars of your own money moving forward each and every month.
Yeah. But that being said, there are now companies and apps out there who have popped up that will cut your subscriptions for you for a fee, of course. They often want to keep close to 50% of the money that they save you, or you can pay a flat monthly fee. Nothing like paying a subscription to manage your other subscriptions. The truth is negotiating lower prices for recurring subscriptions and cutting the ones that you no longer want. This is not rocket science. You can totally do this yourself And then your money, it can be better spent elsewhere, right? I mean, we promise we don't want you to cut the subscriptions that you use and that you love, the ones that are actually providing you real value. But we do want you to stop spending money on stuff that isn't a priority so that you can use those dollars in a more effective manner.
What great advice. Thank you, Joel and Matt. Being wise about recurring fees and subscriptions can free up quite a bit of cash for things you would find more fun. For more great financial tips, please listen to Joel and Matt at the How to Money podcast. And in the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.